At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice, and today I'm honored to be joined again by Ron Carter, President and Executive Director of the Strand Theater in Zelianople. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hi, Seth. Thanks for having me back on.
Ron, it feels like just yesterday we were talking about the upcoming season, and things were super exciting. You had a great spring schedule lined up, and then the pandemic hit.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. It's unprecedented, everything that's been going on. And in fact, the Strand was on its way to probably its best first half of attendance since the theater first reopened back in 2009. A lot of people don't even realize that we reopened the theater over 10 years ago now. July 16th of 2009 was when the Strand first reopened. And this past year, with some outstanding programming that we had one of our Broadway on Main concert series called Broadway Meets Motown, completely sold out all three shows, and that had never happened before. And we had some fantastic Valentine's programs. We did a Carpenters tribute featuring an international vocalist named Helen Welch. We had a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire called Let's Groove Tonight. Those both sold out. And heading into March, you know, as all this was starting to ramp up, we actually, before we were shut down, we had two sold out performances by the Celtic Tenors, the international singing group. And then we had the Pittsburgh All-Star Band featuring Donny Iris. And so all these shows were selling out. We had, and typically January had been, you know, part of our, some of our slower months because with winter and people don't know about the weather. And we were just ramping up and taking off. And then, well, you know.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
You just can't get rid of a bomb. You can't get rid of a pandemic. And things were shut down. And we tried to, you know, we were reactionary. We moved very quickly to do a fundraising concert for the Strand because, you know, what people don't realize is that, you know, venues like the Strand and the artists that filled them were the first to be put out of work by the pandemic, because even before there was a state mandate, the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, before we had closed, had shut down that week. And of course, the state mandate came down, and so we were shut down, and all these artists were put out of work, and so we wanted to have a fundraising concert, not just for the Strand, but for the artists involved, and we had a fantastic virtual concert, which I believe you can still find somewhere on the interwebs, Stranded in Zilly. It was a mix of live programming from the stage to an empty house, as well as interspersed with pre-recorded material from some of our artists. And we had people like Billy Mason, who's a fan favorite, based out of New York City. He recorded something and sent to us. The Celtic Tenors, of all the groups, were willing to come in and actually did a fantastic pre-recorded performance. Then we had live performance. We had Joseph Fedor, who was one of the cast members from Broadway Meets Motown. We had Jeremy Zarniak, Michael Mara, all Broadway, off-Broadway stars. Wonderful show held on April 11th. And we used that to launch our season because we thought for sure this would be well over by September. And but it was a fantastic show, and we split the money between the Strand and the performers, and that was wonderful. We held on for dear life through May, you know, April and May, and then we were announced that we could reopen the first weekend in June, and we ended up reopening a week later just to help promote. We were permitted to reopen at 50% of our seating capacity. We were very concerned about that for live performances. So we start out with just films, and we did some great films like classic The Wizard of Oz. And then we were starting to figure out, okay, working the numbers, we can make live shows work. And some of the shows we had booked in July, we were ready to go forward with. And then different things happened. We had a great tribute show to Queen scheduled for July, but they couldn't even get into the country because they're based in Canada. So we had to reschedule that one. And then on July 17th, because of a spike in Corona cases, indoor venues were restricted to no more than 25 people maximum. And of course, that just set aside live programs at all for us. There's just no way. We could barely make our overhead just at 50% capacity, but we were prepared to do that. But that wasn't even going to work with only 25 people allowed in the house. So we did stay open. Many thanks to studios like Warner Brothers, who have been making some very, very deeply discounted film licenses available. So most of the films we've been doing have been Warner Brothers films. And we did stay open. But there's confusion out there, because with this latest state mandate, people either figure we close back up again, or because we can only sell 25 tickets, they can't possibly get a ticket. So they don't even try. So even though we've been open and continuing to run some of your favorite films of all time, we're not even getting to our maximum of 25 person capacity, because people figure we're either closed or they couldn't get a ticket because we'd be sold out so quickly. So it's become quite a challenge, and it's wonderful that you're allowing us to communicate out there that the Strand is open. And I have to give another shout out to our very dedicated volunteers. They are there every weekend. They are sanitizing, cleaning. They are wearing masks. We have the face shields or the large plexi shields at the concession stand and at the box office and in the cafe. Everybody's wearing masks. A lot of people are wearing gloves. And after every show, we go in and sanitize and clean down the theater so that it's as clean and healthy for the best peace of mind that people can have. And because we have 267 seats in the auditorium, there is absolutely no issue with social distancing with 25 people. People can spread out very easily. You are required to wear a mask when you come into the theater. Anytime you leave your seat to go to the restroom or go to the concession stand. So all of the COVID protocols are in place, and we are open. And we like to point out, we have wine and beer. Oh. And we have a full bar, as a matter of fact. So you can actually enjoy your favorite film and an adult cocktail if you are so interested. And it's really a great experience, and the people that are coming in are having a great time.
Ron, what does 25 seats actually mean for you and the theater? Because I think that's the part that people are like, well, at least they're able to be open. But I think there's a little more to that.
Well, honestly, without those really, really, really deep discounts from Warner Brothers, we wouldn't be open right now. Because even a film license, and typically it would take, in our best case scenario for the theater, having about anywhere between 75 to 100 people per show for a movie, that covers our overhead costs. And even though that we've been shut down and reopened and whatnot, we're still accountable for paying $15,000 a month in basic overhead costs. We're talking about HVAC, heating, cooling, phone, internet, salaries, insurance, all those costs don't go away, even though we can't have more than 25 people in the theater. So we wouldn't even be open, honestly, if it wasn't for Warner Brothers providing these deep discounts for the film licenses. If we can get 25 people per show, it ain't great, to be honest, but it's certainly better than nothing. And we are doing a lot of other, as this continues, we were hoping that, again, these restrictions would be lifted fairly quickly, but they haven't been. So we are now going back and looking at some new virtual programming for live shows. As a matter of fact, we're very excited that we are the only Pittsburgh area venue that has booked the nationally renowned comedian Yakov Smirnoff. Everybody knows the name Yakov Smirnov. He came to prominence in the 80s. He's a Russian immigrant and uses his comedy routine just in an outstanding way, not just to talk about his experiences in Russia, but how it compares to his American experiences. He's been a movie star. He's been in TV shows, plus his comedy tours. He was just about to do a brand new nationwide comedy tour when, there you go. So, but we're excited because he has a virtual comedy show that's been pre-recorded, and you can get a virtual ticket to it, and you have to get it through the Strand if you're in the Pittsburgh market. And that's going to be on August 29th. And it includes, you have two choices of ticket. You can buy a general admission ticket, or you can get a VIP ticket, which includes an interactive backstage pass with Yakov Smirnov after the show. So we're very excited to be the only Pittsburgh venue to have this specific comedy show coming up on August 29th. But we're also talking with other local and national performers of doing some more virtual live programs. We are now working with some Seneca Valley students to do a student-produced virtual concert, which we're very excited about that. And we're going to go back and produce our own virtual concert that'll feature some of the great Broadway and national touring talent that have been on the Strand stage. That wasn't the plan. We were looking forward to getting live shows back at the Strand. But barring that, in addition to being able to come to the Strand and still watch your favorite film, we'll be able to do some more live virtual concerts that'll be coming up here very shortly.
So is that going to be Stranded at Home 2?
Stranded in Zilly 2 is our working title. I don't know if that's going to be what we'll actually call it. But when we are ready to make that announcement, we'll do an e-blast. And if any patrons or customers or arts supporters have an interest in what the Strand is up to, you can go to our website. It's all one word, thestrandtheater.org. It's thestrandtheater.org. And it does list all of the upcoming movies and the live shows that are still on the books. Even though we're not doing live programming right now, we're still planning for the future. And if you want to be comfortable that there's a live show coming up that you're interested in, we have lots of great live shows that are on the books starting in 2020. We're hoping to have more live shows before then, but if you wanted to be more sure that these shows are going to actually happen, we've got a great performance scheduled on January 23rd called Ricky Nelson Remembered, which is performed by Ricky Nelson's twin sons, Matthew and Gunnar. We've had these guys here before. They're absolutely fantastic. They've had their own number one records. As a matter of fact, the Nelson family is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the only family to have three generations of number one hit makers, going back to Ozzie Nelson from Ozzie and Harriet had a number one hit. And of course, Ricky Nelson had several number one hits, and the Nelson twins had their own number one hit. And so we're very excited to have them back. We have on February 14th, on Sunday, our Carpenters tribute with Helen Welch is back. ABBA Revisited in March. Beatlemania Now in April. And it just goes on and on. So those tickets are available for purchase. So if our patrons are interested in getting tickets, you can still get tickets to any of those live shows. And you can also look at our schedule for all the movies that are coming up. We've got a great wide variety of films coming up this weekend. It's Purple Rain, Prince's groundbreaking film, Oh God, starring George Burns and John Denver, Gremlins, and the 20th anniversary of Space Cowboys with Clint Eastwood and Tommy Lee Jones. Just a great eclectic mix of programming, and all that information is on our website. And if you want to support our charity, we certainly would appreciate that. It's been quite a struggle. There is a donate button right on the website at the top of the page. Please donate. All donations are graciously, humbly, gratefully accepted. And every little bit helps, whether it's $5 or $100. We are in dire need of that financial support.
Ron, I believe that you're also having a raffle right now as well to help bring in some funds too, correct?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. That is absolutely the case. Again, this is a wonderful example of the community coming around and supporting each other. We're very grateful to Nancy Reeder, who's the owner of Hearth and Home Furnishings, just north of Main Street in Zillionople. They are donating their big green egg cooker. This is a very high-end luxury grill. It's worth $1,070. And we are offering chances to it. You can either go to Hearth and Home to purchase a raffle ticket. They are $10 for one ticket or $20 for three tickets. You can go to Hearth and Home to purchase a ticket. You can come to the Strand Theater before a show or after a show, or come to the cafe or the box office during the day. And you can also go to the website and buy a chance through our website and our Facebook page. So we are very active online and in social media, and we're going to be holding that raffle on December 7th. So you've got plenty of time to purchase a ticket. And again, it's $10 for one ticket or $20 for three tickets. And again, we are very, very grateful to Hearth and Home for offering that up. You know, mentioning about raffles and events and things like that, we were supposed to be having our big charity gala, Taste of the New North, in October, and that has been moved into April, April 12th, I believe, of 2021. And, you know, that would be money that would be coming in right now to support the theater anyway. And of course, that's not coming in. So we are extraordinarily grateful to people like Hearth and Home Furnishings, of course, Armstrong, for offering this time, and our patrons and our volunteers who have really come around to support the theater during the shutdown and this limited reopening as such that it is.
Well, Ron, we will actually put all the links into not only, you know, the Strand's website, we'll also put the social media page, and we'll also put the information as well for the giant green egg. As if you haven't had anything cooked on a giant green egg, I highly recommend getting a raffle ticket, because it's some of the best food I've ever had in my life.
It is really a unique fixture. You know, I hadn't heard about these things until Nancy and Hearth and Home were donating them as part of our Taste New North event. And people are just so excited for these grills. They're very luxurious. They're very versatile. You can cook just about anything on them. So the fact that we had that available as a raffle item, and it's worth over $1,000, we're very excited about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ron, anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners today, as we definitely want to help support the Strand?
Well, thank you so much. Just to reaffirm that the Strand is open. We have all COVID-19 safety protocols in place. We are cleaning and sanitizing. Our volunteers are wearing masks. And again, thank you to the volunteers who continue to volunteer their time so that people have an opportunity to come out and get out of the house, enjoy a favorite film, and also to let people know that we have virtual programming coming up. Be sure to check out our website for all the outstanding virtual live shows that are coming up. And if you want to plan for 2021, so because surely 2020 is going to end sometime soon, and we can get back to enjoying ourselves and the intimate space that is the Strand Theater, that has become so well known for its outstanding programs.
Ron, thank you so much for being with us today, and we hope we can all enjoy a show at the Strand in the near future.
Thanks so much, Seth, and I hope to see you at the Strand sooner than later.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop. Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.